Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, and I am on tonight with two members of the Education Outreach team, Zaria Monroe-Wilkinson, who is our Community Outreach Officer, and Blake Fox, who is our Education Officer, and we have been talking about our Mixed Media Art Summer Camp and the new theme for this year, which is Jam and Visuals. And we've been having this really, really amazing conversation around integrated learning, around performing arts, around music, around art. And, you know, it's just so exciting. And even just to think about this natural connection between music and the visual arts. I remember you said something in the last segment, like when you were talking about how music and visual art, like they, even though I was thinking about it, it connects. And I was just thinking about when I was a child going to my teens, I actually did piano for a very long time. Now, don't ask me to play piano now. I think I've lost that completely, but I can read music. But what was really interesting for me is that when I got into ceramics, that experience helped me because playing the piano made me somewhat ambidextrous. So when I got into ceramics and I was actually throwing on the wheel, and so anybody who's completely confused about that, that's a spinny thing that you see potters use that has the clay on it and they make like everything round from it. Yeah, I do that. But you have to be able to have equal pressure on both sides of the clay in order to make anything that makes sense. Now, Blake, you know this because you did ceramics. I think that was one of the really hard things for you, because if you're if you're right-handed and you don't really use your left hand a lot for activities that require more dexterity, it becomes very difficult and you have to basically relearn how to function in the space.
For sure. Yeah, so, I think about when we did that first assignment where we had to make 12 cylinders, and I talk about lopsided cylinders. I mean, it seems like a very simple thing, but it's quite complicated. And you're training your hands and figuring out how to move and be steady and balanced, and it's a whole new thing.
I think every class has ever done that for 2 weeks. They don't look clean,
pretty much.
You're covered in clay from top to bottom. But anyway, I was just thinking when you said that, I was just thinking about that experience, because when I the first time I threw on a potter's wheel, my instructor asked me, like, have you done this before? I'm like, no, never did this before. But it was because of that experience, because I was playing piano and I had gotten used to using both of my hands simultaneously. So when you think about different experiences you have in life and you think about the interconnectivity of these things, you just never know what's going to be, what the crossovers are, what's going to be useful, depending on where you choose to go in life. So, and I always say this when I'm on the show talking about integrated learning, I use algebra, physics, and chemistry in my work all the time. And I am an artist. So all of you are young artists, aspiring artists who are out there who are like, I don't know why I have to do trigonometry and algebra. Please, somebody save me from this torture. I want you to know that it's going to be useful at some point in your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, pay attention. Just at least a little bit.
It probably will. It can also, music can also like just enhance some visual thing. Like we have Tamika Galanis's video, I think it's called 28, and the audio is very simple. Like, it's not actually music, it's just sounds, but it creates an atmosphere and just like adds another layer of deepness and richness to the visual that you're seeing.
Definitely. And sound, and you know, when you think about music, sound is anything, right? Sound is just beating, like sounds of percussion, something knocking on something else in the background. It can be more melodic, right? It can be a lot more jarring, depending. So it's about feeling as well. And this is where, you know, when you think about the natural connection between music and visual art, it's all about making you feel something, right? Whether that's disgust, happiness, anger, you know, it's about evoking some kind of emotion. And mm-hmm. Zero, you were just talking about Margot's piece before we went to the break. And, you know, Margot's piece is this collage of memories. So she's very much taken some very personal elements of her life and put it in a public space for people to interact with. And that yep. was done with music in the background. And it also speaks to how, when you think about performing arts, it's very, it takes a lot of courage.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're putting a part of yourself out there in a different way.
Yeah.
And you know, most time with visual art, I think we're able to make the piece and put it out there and kind of like hide behind it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we're going to see what happens, but we don't have to be there to witness the reaction.
Exactly.
Which is very different from a performing artist, because you think about musicians who are on the stage playing, you know, playing their hearts out, and they're waiting for the audience to clap or do something, and they're praying that it's not going to be that the reaction is going to be one that they are hoping for.
Yeah.
Not one that they don't want.
True.
Because the last thing you want is an audience that says nothing.
Yeah. I think this Performing Arts Week is going to be especially interesting, because we haven't done anything like that for our summer camp before. And it's going to be interesting to see how students want to document, because some people, some are going to want to take photos, some are going to want to do a video thing, some are going to want to do a thing maybe similar to Margot's piece. I think the beautiful thing about even though we have like this curriculum, like these outlines for what we want to do, the teachers are often flexible and respond to the students that are in front of them and sort of work with them and figure out what's the best way for them to communicate what they want to communicate. So I think that's another thing that separates us from just being like another school, is that the attention is dedicated and specific to students, and we're just like trying to tap into their potential and their talents and give them this opportunity to express themselves in a way that maybe they don't usually.
We got good people. I think that's really what, because parents often ask, okay, who's going to lead the camp? Like, we have trained teachers, trained artists
who we work with
children at all times. Our volunteers go through a training program to even be able mm-hmm. to work with us. And so you can be rest assured that the people that are working with your children are there to make sure that they have the most enriched and most impactful experience they possibly can have. They're concerned with, like Blake said, what this specific child in front of me needs to communicate their artistic vision.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. like Katrina said earlier, we have a cellist who is a part of our team who has been instrumental in helping us figure out how to combine music and performance elements with the art. So yeah, your students, your kids are going to be in great hands with us.
Yeah, so let's talk about a portion of the program that we kind of touched on a little bit, the mural. Every year we do a mural. and so Zaria, I know you've been kind of in the thick of figuring out how that's going to happen and who's going to be doing it. Tell us a bit about what that mural looks like.
So the mural is a very involved mural. I think we have a very ambitious artist, Abby Smith.
Very ambitious.
It really is gorgeous, but has a lot of elements. And so every child is going to get to paint a very significant portion of that mural, because there's so much to paint. And so everybody will be completely enthralled in that when they're there. And it's not just your priming. Like, we don't just want the kids to come and paint this wall. Like, we're going to, no, your child is going to be painting, because we have to finish the mural. Okay. And it's very bright. It's very vibrant, use of bright colors. It is quite a few. Is it 7x8 slacks of pieces, and that's going to be on display at the park on Hospital Lane. So there, your child's going to create a mural that's going to be in a public space for everyone to see.
Yep.
So that's also really, really great. Abby is a really great artist. She's great working with kids. And so your kids, again, are going to have good people with them, right? Someone is going to involve them in the process. and allow them to express themselves on the wall in front of them. So if you're, and this is all, this happens every year, your child's going to come home dirty and full of paint. Be okay with it.
Yes. It's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Well, you know what? I always think about the General Electric commercial with the strange imaginary friend with the fabulous. Mm-hmm. That, yeah. You know, creativity is messy. And if you're not getting messy while you're creating, like whatever messy is, if it means that, you know, you hot and sweaty, or you, like if you're at the computer, but you have, like you're surrounded by like
piles of paper
and piles of paper and pizza boxes, or if you're a ceramist like me, who by the time you come out of the studio, there's always, no matter how much you bathe, there's always a piece of paint on, a piece of clay on you. Like there's always a random one on your elbow that somebody points out to you. Or you are a painter and it's the same thing. Like creativity is messy. And for sure. That's what helps you to actually come up with something at the end that's truly amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. Because and you're not because you're not going to get the amazing if you're not messy.
True. And I think another good thing about the mural, too, sorry for interrupting you, Katrina, is that it's going to be in a public space, and it's also going to be in a space that people in the community near us can look at and feel proud of and have something beautiful and inspiring, you know, which is ultimately why we do murals every year and why it's such a big part of our summer camp as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Something else we want to really say that we're very excited about is that we have, with the assistance of Central Bank of the Central Bank of Bahamas, so huge shout out to the Central Bank of Bahamas. They have supported our summer camp for years by donating scholarships for students who would not normally be able to participate. And through them, we are able to engage students from Grand Bahama, students from some of the homes here in Nassau, and we're so excited to be able to do that, because we know that normally these kids would not be able to access this opportunity.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about doing this hybrid virtual on-site is, as much as we'd like love to do the entire thing on-site, having the virtual arm means that we can actually connect with the family islands in a way that we have never been able to, because many students, even if they could get a scholarship here, they didn't have anywhere to stay, or, you know, the logistics of getting around was problematic. So this allows these students to stay where they are and still be able to participate, at least in the virtual side of things, which is very robust. So we're so excited to be able to say that, and so grateful to Central Bank for helping us to make that happen as well.
Yeah, so, very exciting for those students to have the opportunity, because we want, you know, to be as accessible as possible to as many people as possible.
Right.
Yep. So let's talk a bit about the end of summer camp exhibition. I mean, we have it every year. Every year we have it. There's normally a lot of pomp and circumstance. And we've had to change it over the past year or so. Like Blake said, you've been here for 3 years, and Zaria as well. And every year, it's been something different.
Every year, yep.
So let's talk about what those differences look like in terms of the exhibitions. Let's talk about, you know, what we normally do, and then what we did last year, and then what we're doing this year to really showcase the students' work and give them an opportunity to show everybody what they did through the museum's platforms.
Yeah, so the first year that I was here, we usually transform the project space, which is a small gallery space that we have in the museum, and we fill it with the students' work, and sometimes that work is sculptural and is like on pedestals hanging from the ceiling. But basically, it's a room full of student work, which and that exhibition is usually up for 1 or 2 months, Katrina?
1 or 2 months.
Yeah. We had a big opening. We had like a couple of like performance things happening. But last year, of course, we couldn't do that. We did everything virtually. We had an entire virtual exhibition. We created like an online gallery. And this year, I guess continuing with the hybrid thing, is we're going to be doing a virtual exhibition as well as an in-person exhibition. We won't have like the big opening that we usually have for the on-site exhibition. It'll be a soft opening, and it'll be open to the public, and you know, students and their parents can pop in and take photos and feel proud of the work that they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and we felt it was important to have the virtual exhibition as well, because we know our Family Island students are participating. You know, yeah, their work is going to be included. We want to make sure they can actually see the work in the space. Because when we say virtual, we will actually be doing a recording of the physical exhibition. But, right, you know, you have to love technology. We'll be using a program that allows you to walk through the space as if you are actually in the space. So it's, yeah, not as if you have to watch a video and wait to see your kids work or see your own work. You could be like, okay, I think I see it on the wall over there. I'm going to go, mm-hmm, that way.
Exactly.
So we want to make sure that we give everybody, no matter where you are, the opportunity to experience the work, the students, the opportunity to see their work in this professional space, and to really be able to share and brag and be excited and really proud of what they've accomplished at the end of this. Because I don't know if I've seen a single summer camp where the students, even if they had a rough time starting out, you know, because some, mm-hmm, kids, you know, being in a space where you have to make art all the time, for some kids, that's not their favorite thing. For other kids, yeah, it's like heaven. But to see at the end of it, they created something that they can be proud of. And they didn't know they were going to be proud of it until they saw it at the end in that space. It's always, mm-hmm, been a really, really fulfilling experience for us. So Zaria, let's tell our audience about the summer camp, about like how much the fees, what they include, how they can register, what they can look forward to in terms of updates, orientations, all the things.
Okay, so you're about 2 weeks up? Oh, yeah, about 2 weeks
up. Yeah, 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
But there's still time. Fare thee not. Please go and sign up at the summer camp. You can find the registration form on our website, nagb.org.bs. And you can just click on the summer camp on the main page. There should be a link that just says registration. Just follow the instructions from there. We also have applications available in person at the gallery. So if you just happen to be in the area, or if you're going there with your family on our fourth Sundays anyway, grab a form, fill it out, leave it. We want to see you there. The fee is $150 per week. We have 3 weeks available for the summer camp. And you can sign up for 1 week, or by all means, sign up for all three. And that $150 includes everything, right? That's water, snacks, drinks, food while they're on premises,
materials
they need for all of the different art projects, all of the different things they're going to be participating in, anything, everything for that. Just leave the child with us. She will be fine, because it's all inclusive. There are no hidden fees anywhere else. You can also sign up once you've signed up, where our education assistant, Romel, will reach out and confirm registration, and that you know of all the other things that need to come up. There's parent orientation next weekend, which is the weekend before the camp begins. Just let you know what to expect, give you the schedule and everything for your child, familiarize you with the team, so you know and you're comfortable with who your child is with. And I think I'm missing a question, but yes. So $150 per week, all inclusive, like the resort, register online and come and have fun with us.
Yeah. And for the virtual segment, Blake, let's quickly tell them what you need for that.
You mean material wise? What do you?
Just in terms of like, what do you need in terms of your setup?
Oh yeah, so just any device. It could be your phone, it could be your computer, your tablet, whatever it is. Just once you have an internet connection, maybe you want to show your face, you don't have to, just be able to communicate somehow. And yeah, you'll still have access to all of your materials, and you can still ask your teacher questions. You can always reach out to us virtually as well. But yeah, you don't need anything fancy, just your regular old device.
Yep. So we're keeping it easy, simple, because we want to make sure that it's all about the experience and not about the headache of having fancy things. So thank you to my guests for this wonderful conversation. And if you want to learn more about our summer camp, if you want to register, go to www.nagb.org.bs, go to Learn Families, and you'll see summer camp there, or you can just go to our homepage and it's also there as well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And of course, remember to visit your favorite museum whenever you're in the area. We'll be so happy to see you.
Especially this Sunday when we have free tours for everyone.
Four Sundays. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for having us. Bye.